different.
Will he show up?
I don't know. I text him. I brought toys for him.
I don't know. I don't know what his deal is, but whatever.
I told him. I said, hey, showed him like this bucket of toys. I set like all these toys in like a big laundry basket. And I'm like, if Tucker doesn't get anything out for the next 2 weeks, they're gone.
He doesn't, The toys that I had,
yeah,
I gave to my friend Jody.
Yeah.
Have you stolen Jody yet?
No, I'm not stealing your friends.
She's straight and white, so you might not want her.
I like all people.
But I gave her the toys that were left at my place.
Yeah.
Because I guess I was too lazy to donate them. And I thought about giving them to the legit Cohen.
Yeah. The only one.
But I expected an answer from Karen D of like, he has enough toys.
Yeah. No, I was like, hey, you want to wrap these up? They're like, I mean, it's like a 18, 24-inch like garbage truck with like an actual garbage pail. And like you push the button and it like throws the garbage into the truck. It's like a fire truck that's probably 3 feet long that actually shoots real water. I'm like, Tucker now just wants to play with like Hot Wheels and, you know.
At least they're cheap.
Robots. Yeah. So, no, they were not cheap, but they're... I'd rather them see someone play with them. I was like, wrap them up and pretend they're Christmas gifts. He would never know.
I've been looking for that Cohen. I'm going to get him a, he likes dinosaurs and cars.
Nice.
So I'm going to get him a Transformer character that's a dinosaur.
Nice. But, I like that.
He's low down on the shopping list.
I feel like there's a strip that you just rip. I don't know what's
on this box?
Yeah.
This might be for you.
For me?
Christmas gifts. Oh, this is definitely not for you. Nope, this is for me.
I was like, what? Did you actually buy everyone Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
Aw.
But this is weird. This should have... I'm like an address black hole right now.
Like limbo?
Yeah, because I changed my address.
Yeah. Yay.
Do
you like those ASMR videos? You just start popping it and talking while you whisper.
Can I make $1 million off of it?
Yeah,
there's got to be somebody who sits in front of their YouTube and jerks off to that shit, right?
I'm sure.
That said, it got delivered to my apartment, but it's here, so I have worn them. I'm...
I like it, but it's just so loud.
I don't want to have boxes delivered to my house, so they're going to get them all here.
Gotcha.
But that makes sense. I did get stuff for you, Demetrius, Philip, and Floyd.
Aww.
And then I don't have to get anything for Sarah. I could have gotten for a couple people here, but you were the four.
Aww.
It's all the same thing, just kind of different.
Interesting. I'm intrigued.
It's 8:32. He's not usually late. I'll give him another minute.
I legit was like, I will bring them today, planning on like. Whatever. I said, I'll bring today.
I meant
here, not to his house.
I need him here as well. I have to ask him something very important.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised that he's not here.
Especially
with everything.
It.
Like, hello.
Do you text him individually?
Not often. Like, through the stuff. Oh, see?
We were just talking shit on you.
I wasn't.
No, I totally was. I totally was. Did you change my address?
You're like a winter little, like a little winter bunny today.
Right. is that?
Oh no, it's this.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
Which one is it?
Oh, I know it's all clean in here. Which one do you want to eat? Which one is easier? That one.
Did you
change my address?
Yeah.
Do I owe you any money?
No.
I've been waiting to. I have two questions for you.
Uh huh.
Two questions. One I've been waiting to ask like all week. The other one. 15 hours.
Okay.
Which one do you want first?
Let's go with the vintage.
The older one?
Yeah.
Do I have your permission to do a ladies panel on the unnamed show?
Are you picking the questions?
Yeah. You want to feed them to me?
Oh my God, bro.
You could totally feed. And I'll be the ladies panel brought to you by Demetrius.
Yeah, that's what it's going to have to be.
You'll feed me but here's the thing. So.
You know his weaknesses.
Yeah, like I'm going to ask women questions. And weakness number one.
What's the last philosophical book? No.
Where do you stand on.
Well, give me the question.
What is that? What is that? The cat in the box. What's that?
Schrodinger's cat?
Schrodinger's cat.
He's, I was like, the cat in the back seat? Woman does, this woman doesn't even know what the hell you're talking about.
And I knew what he was asking with that very question, because it was in reference to me.
Yeah, because that's what he would do. He would go, okay, give me your opinion on Schrodinger's cat.
Would you have really named it Schrodinger?
Yeah. Like, that cat wouldn't have picked that name. It's like naming a dog Steve.
And here's the thing. I think we're best to do it every day. So just give me your
Have all my stuff.
Send them my way.
That's so crazy.
All right. Well, bless you. Next
Namaste.
Question. Namaste. Next question. Did you guys go see Into the Spider-Verse last night?
No, I wish.
Did you see their movie picture?
I did. It's so cute.
It was.
They took like blankies and everything.
I went to the worst reimagining of the Grinch I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, with Kevin said it was not all.
With Benedict Cumberbatch?
Benedict Cumberbatch, the softer, gentler Grinch, the one who was nice to the dog and was just put in a poor spot because he was a lone, lonely orphan Grinch.
Is that what they turned it into?
And first of all, let me just tell you, single mom Lou Who just with twins and Cindy Lou, nobody's like, where's the dad? Like, she's struggling. She's struggling.
They painted the full picture.
So she works all night, takes care of the children by herself. And it was just, and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, it is.
But that's like every Disney movie. There's no freaking mom. So, but, I mean.
But, you know, the thing about, and Benedict Cumberbatch, the worst Grinch ever.
Well, there's only three, right?
Ever.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yeah. Who was awesome.
Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know who my favorite Grinch was? Was the member of the movie with Jim Carrey? And Floyd actually posted a picture. The little baby fat Grinch, when they like did the flashback, and he's in the class, and he's like super mad.
And he's super mean.
And he's super, but then like everyone's mean to him, and they're making fun of him. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
So this was more of like a, they flipped the tables, they flipped the script on this.
No, they totally 2018'd it.
The Grinch was misunderstood?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just.
Just wasn't an asshole.
No. Like, Cindy Lou Who walked up to his cave, into his, just, hey, here's the thing. Like, all of the Christmas stuff, like, where he breaks into the homes and he steals stuff and he's happy about it. And he's like, yeah. And then Cindy Lou Who sets a trap for Santa because she needs to ask a selfless question. I want my mommy to be happy. And what? Your mother? And I was coming here to show you that the capitalism of Christmas has ruined the idea. And you, child, have, with your one question, has opened my eyes. Oh, my God. And it was just, it was just absolutely horrible.
Did Karen Cohen like it?
Cohen was like, Cohen made it 15 minutes longer than his last outing at a movie theater, which was 45. And that was at one of the movies I wanted to see the most, Incredibles 2.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm done. Well, hour into it, and that's including the previews.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got 30 minutes of the movie.
So you should really just skip all that when you got a little one. He's like, I don't like this movie anymore.
Is that how he said it?
Yeah, he was like, he was like, hey, the popcorn was a good distraction. I got a Slurpee out of this. But the content that I'm seeing here is not enthralling. And I'm ready to leave. And then Kara looked at him and went, no. And then it dawned on me. This wasn't for him. This was for her.
She wanted to see it?
Yeah. She got trapped with the previews.
You were like, I'm totally good with leaving too. Yeah, so we can roll out of this.
I was
bitch.
Like, bro, good call. And she got tricked by the previews. She thought it was going to be a cute movie. And at the end of it, she was, you know, much like Sex with Me, left feeling unfulfilled. And so she was like, I could have totally done without that. And I was like, if I haven't heard that 100 times. But
it cost you.
Sex is like French fries, though. Like, although, like, sex may not always be great, it's never bad.
Yeah.
Like French
fries. But here's the thing. Like French fries.
Yeah.
there are good ones and bad ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
All in the same batch.
All the time you want to feel like a McDonald's fry.
Right.
But you're really bringing the Wendy's fry to the game. Burger Lightly King. Salted sea salt and just chunky. And
I'm okay with that.
But, no.
Where does sex with, where does the thinking of, I could have done that alone, fit into French fries?
Oh, well, you can do that alone.
I know.
You can sit with a box or two and eat fries.
What did this cost you, like $50?
We put it on gift cards, thank God. Thank God.
I thought for sure you convinced them to go see Spider-Man. Because I don't know about you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Apparently, this is like...
It's a cartoon,
greatest movie
Tucker's
ever.
Tucker's like dying right now.
It has like 4,000% on Rotten Tomatoes. People are lauding this thing as like the best Marvel movie ever. Mm-hmm. Parents, kids, friends, family, dogs, cats.
Yeah.
I thought for sure
your Chia
you
pet will love it. Take your Chia. Yeah. It was... You know, no, I haven't
had a lot of family outings in like a week because we did lights last night, which
it was mild.
I will never, never go again with kids under five.
Yeah, do you know? Yeah,
I carried Parker around like a football, like a fucking screaming sack of potatoes, and it was that like mom look, like everyone's looking at me like, good luck to you.
Oh my God!
I mean, she's legit screaming, and I'm holding her like in her crotch, and at one point she's taking her head back and forth and banging it and screaming, and I was like, okay, so now I have to hold your chest. Mm-hmm. So I've just had her pinned against me, walking against the grain, and Kevin's like, she looks crazy. He's walking 20 feet ahead, dragging Tucker, who's he's yelling at, saying, "You're too slow. You're too slow." Yeah.
This is my weekend.
Yeah. I was like, this is awful. Like, I just drove 2.5 hours to come do this. And you guys are awful.
Would you have gone without the kids?
No. I think it's the zoo lights are like fireworks. Once you see them once, I'm fucking good for life. Yeah. Like, I don't need to see them again. Yeah. They're lights. Like, and it's just not.
Yeah. I felt that way about the tunnel.
Oh, the tunnel was kind of exciting.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that was, look.
Only because the kids were like screaming and yelling and it was echoey. And I'm like, oh, this is cute.
Like, it's nostalgia.
The elevator was broke.
Yeah.
So the stroller didn't go down. So we had to carry the stroller up and down.
The elevator's broken already?
Yeah.
Wow. Was the grate there? I forget. People ask me about
the metal
grate.
Plate is on, that, the, on the ground.
You would jump on
it? Yeah, well, it's secure now.
Yeah.
So not nearly as dangerous as it was when we were children.
Yeah.
Like, there was literally, you know, the chance of you falling through because it hadn't been set properly.
Right.
But... Yeah,
Do you remember it being wider?
We were little.
That's what I said. You know, and then this lady's like, also, no, this was definitely wider. And I can hear her talking behind me.
You know, and I'm also like not caught up in the whole nostalgia of the tunnel. Much like the Underground Railroad, I don't need to walk through another tunnel just to take it back to the time when, you know, we weren't free. Like, I can read up on that. I got photos.
You could have pretended, and what would have been really neat, you as a person of color, ran through and said, I'm free.
I'm going to need all y'all to be quiet, or else Massa Sus definitely going to find us. We don't want to ruin the freedom train. Charlie in the back, shut up.
Not the cotton gin again. No more cotton gin.
So, it was just like, I was like, okay. And I will tell you the best experience that we did have last week. I think it was Thursday. Thursday we went to Hometown Buffet. Oh.
The one on Airport and Rafael?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
The place where dreams go to die.
I haven't been there in
God.
Since I was like seven.
D, there's a bigger buffet, and I'm not talking about Golden Corral.
Is it?
OCB. Do we have those
Old
here?
Country Buffet? No, they're closed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so give
I
me
think that was one on the Lexus like a long time ago. Right? Yeah.
Give me the give me the HTB.
Oh my God. All right, so first of all, let me just, I go there when I'm feeling low. I do. It's a quick, easy way to uplift your spirits. You look around, you're like, hey, I'm none of these people. And you're like, dope. And so you come out with
it's like the Walmart of food.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of sweatpants. There's a lot of stains.
I can fit in the jeans. Yeah. They can't.
Yeah. There was a lady on a hover round. And I mean, it wasn't because she had medical issues. You could tell her joints no longer supported her habit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Of eating?
And yeah. And so she's just like zooming around the steam tables, like whoo, whoo, just piling food up on her plate. And I'm like, and she's got one of those 14 XL leather New York Giants back, like jackets on. It looks like a varsity jacket, and you know, you're like, sports probably not in your wheelhouse. And
but garage sales are.
Yeah. So she's flying around. She's just piling food on her plate, and I'm stuck behind her. And then this dude comes up, and obviously it's her husband. He goes like this. He goes, "Honey, everybody has left." And then she looked up and he goes, "But you eat as much as you want. We can stay as long as you need." And then she just shot back around and got a scoop of corn and went to the ice cream table. It was just, and I was like, and Kara goes, "I need that kind of support in my relationship." And I was like, "That's not support. That's enabling. That's a totally different kind of animal right there." And so it's a hometown buffet, and we didn't feel the need to dress the baby. We just brought him in his pajamas.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
This is so good.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, who's going to judge?
Who cares?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'll smack anybody who looks at me disapprovingly.
There'll be adults in onesies there. Yeah.
And so, so he gets in there, and it's almost like he's found his nirvana. Like, he had never been so loud and so boisterous in any kind of public forum ever.
And it's okay.
And he looked at all the food on the steam tables, and he went, "This is awesome." And we piled corn dogs and popcorn shrimp and mac and cheese. And then he saw the Slurpee machine, and he goes, "I need blue Slurpee." And so I got him a blue Slurpee, and he goes, "This is the best place ever."
Did you fear when you were watching this, or did Kara fear that he's going to come home and go, "Mommy, why house no like this?"
No, but actually I figured out maybe to get him to eat stuff that he doesn't like, we should put it on a steam table buffet style and make it seem like it's his choice.
Yeah. Or put like blue Slurpee stuff over broccoli.
Like he's just like, "Ah, look at that. I got decisions to make. I got one set of meat.
I'm independent."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he plows through that food and he gets his sundae and he eats, and it's $13.69 for adults. On Thursday, kids eat free because it's Kids Day.
Cheaper than the movies.
Nice.
And so they run little games for him. There's a cotton candy machine. But to me, it looked out of place. Like, people running games. I thought it was a birthday party. And I'm like, who the hell has their birthday party at hometown buffet?
That lady's kid.
Yeah, and I pick out one who I seem to be a little more entertained by what's going on than every other kid there, and I'm like, it must be this kid's birthday. And I'm like, and then Kara goes, if you think about it, it's genius.
Yeah.
They can eat whatever they want.
Right.
There's as many desserts as you can have. And I went, but it's still hometown buffet.
They don't know that.
Like, walk out of there, you got to know your parents had coupons.
Can you imagine sending that invitation out?
Yeah.
Kids' birthday party. You're not invited. Your kids welcome. Kids eat free.
Remember, you need to bring $13.69
if you're going to eat. $2 more if you'd like.
And another $2.58 if you want to drink.
All right, wait. So I think I got this now. So this was not an official birthday party put on by HTB. This was, you're invited. This day they have games and kids eat free.
Like hey,
racket.
Yeah, like every guess what, kid, your birthday's on a Thursday. Every Thursday.
Yeah.
It's never, but this year it's on a Sunday. Nope. Thursday.
Ashley, would Tucker have been cool with like blue Slurpee over corn?
Oh yeah. Like Tucker doesn't eat meat. He's like a vegan. I don't know whose child he is. I finally bought chicken fries and he's down with that. Because he thinks they're fries. But yeah, so he likes picking what he gets to eat, and then he takes like two bites. But Tucker has like a red thing. So sometimes buffets are like the devil to us because he always wants like Jell-O and always wants like the bananas covered in the strawberry red shit, and he pukes whenever he drinks or eats anything red.
Oh, you told us that.
He's puked at like every, like my mom and dad always take him to those Asian buffets, wherever they're at, Chinese buffets, and he pukes every time.
Lo mein, pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be allergic to cat.
Maybe you can step it up next time and take him to the one on Glendale.
No. What one on Glendale?
The nice one next to Walmart.
Said no one ever. The nice buffet.
Oh, that's the one he pukes at all the time.
That's the Chinese restaurant buffet.
Don't you speak ill of that place. I love that place.
My parents love that place.
And you can drink
their sushi. Is good. I get their sushi.
What?
Yeah. What? It's like you watch them make it. It's good.
Lo mein, egg roll. Rice, pizza, biscuits.
I broke it down.
Banana cream pie.
I was like, I need to eat $9.99 a plate to make this worth it. Like, so I don't feel like they've taken a loss on me.
Right.
Like, you may have made your money on these people, but when I walk in, bro, know that there's a deficit walking out. Like, you were like, I hope I made a nickel off this cat. But you didn't.
No, you're never making money. It's a loss.
Every form of protein that was on, that was offered.
Did they have like carving stations?
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
And it was super cool. Yeah. And the lady come, I'm like, hey, I'm going to need some of that roast beef. And give me some of that sausage too. That's plate one. And I'm like, okay, boom, boom, boom. I go back. I'm like, I'm going to need some ham. I'm going to need some more roast beef. And is that baked fish? Ha, all right, boom. And so, yeah, like people were like, man, how many plates are you going to go through? I'm like, as many as I need.
Did you
think about... roll out of here.
Yeah.
On that hovercraft.
I put, when Kara said we were going to hometown buffet, I put on sweatpants.
Oh my God.
And Crocs.
And you're still dressed up.
Speaking of Crocs, did anyone see that Post Malone's damn Crocs sold out again?
Nope.
Ah, I wanted to try to get a pair for Tucker so bad. They were out in 10 minutes.
I did read that.
10 minutes again.
Oh my God. His Crocs again sold out?
Yeah. Again, within 10 minutes.
See how good I am?
You started the trend.
She thought I was interested.
Shut up. I'm only interested because they're Post Malone Crocs and I want them for Tucker.
Why don't you get him Crocs, write Post Malone on them?
Because they're yellow and they have the thing. Can't read.
I know. Get a sticker.
I'll just paint barbed wire.
He buys him some regular Crocs and then on a piece of notebook paper go, happy Merry Christmas, Tucker, Post Malone.
I should, from Eddie the Elf.
And then he's going to get older. He'll turn 13 and be like, Mom, is Post Malone real? Yeah. Nope, it was an internet creation.
He is always tired.
I have more HTB questions.
Most people do.
You're giving me like Ponderosa. I know we talk Ponderosa.
Ponderosa.
God, where to start with all this?
That place needs a reboot.
Little Ponderosa. Did we know that Ponderosa meant something completely else when we were children.
Oh.
What did it mean?
No, I mean, it meant like what it, you know, just keep going. Now, you know, the whole like movement with everything. Now, that's what it means. Then it didn't.
I'm lost.
Okay, just keep going. Most people will be lost.
I should have acted interested.
Get your answers.
I will punch you both.
That's fine. What else do I want to ask you guys about?
Ponderosa.
Ice cream, cotton candy, birthday party. It was $13 a head? $13?
$13.69 for adults. $2.59 if you want to drink.
And then that's where they get you. They drill you there. There's an Asian buffet right next to it, right? I think so.
Sure. Oh, right in front of it, that rose something.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Buffet Central.
China Rose or... Yeah. I don't know. Something about Chinese buffets always make me uncomfortable.
Why? I love them.
I'm sure you do.
Like, I don't go to the American places. Like, OCB was never my choice. It's Asian all the way. Because I know I can get my pizza and french fries there anyway.
Yeah, and chicken wings.
What about Ryan's? Like, do you remember Ryan's?
Ryan's Steakhouse? Yeah.
Was that like Sizzler?
I don't know what Sizzler is.
What? Do you know what Sizzler is?
It's like a very East Coast thing. I mean, I know it from the movie. What was the movie it was in?
I don't...
White Men Can't Jump? We're going to the Sizzler?
I think that was L.A.
Oh. But either way, that's where they were going, right?
It was like, you know, it was like Ponderosa, but their thing was steak. And it was like the Applebee's of steak places.
Basically like Ryan's. However, I believe that they were known for their rolls and their delicious butter.
So they were like the Red Lobster's known for those little biscuits?
Yeah.
Cheddar Bay biscuits. Don't call them little biscuits.
They were little. Like, they were tiny.
Like,
not big,
but
like,
they're Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Cheddar Bay muffins.
Okay.
Like, for real.
Nobody actually knows what the name of those
things. Yes, they do.
They sell it in a packet and you can make your own now.
Can I run some home stuff by you?
You can run some home stuff by me.
I, this is how my brain works now. And as I was thinking these things, I figured you'd find them fascinating. So I'm measuring, or I'm eyeballing. I'm like, wow, mine's not that big. And I'm like, I need to call and get a bigger trash can. So I called the city, and I was like, I need one of those big ones. Mm-hmm. Does that go on my bill?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I think they just swap it out,
right? Yeah. They didn't mention anything about...
If you get two, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't think you get charged for getting, like, the bigger one.
Okay, because I needed a bigger one, and they said, okay, we'll just, you know... I was like, what happens? You just take the one, and then...
Yeah.
I didn't know if they charged me. Another thing I've learned, brackets are fucking expensive.
Brackets for what?
For shelving.
Oh.
And I keep coming across, like, the trend is what you offered me with your shelves. The rustic piping.
Yeah.
So
they're already made.
How'd you like to help me with a project?
They're already made. Can you just take mine?
No, I want to hang them on my walls.
We can take the bottoms off.
No.
Then you can hang it.
No. But I've learned that like bracket shelving is fucking expensive as hell. Like super expensive.
That's why they get you. They're like, oh my God, look, the shelf's like 96 cents. And they're like, the brackets are $15.95.
That's about what it was.
Yeah.
But I want to make my own. I want to make my own like bracket. And apparently you can do this with piping and flanges. I just need to make sure it stays on the wall.
And you got, okay.
You want to help me with this project?
I guess.
Do you?
Yeah.
We might get to work today.
No.
After four.
I have two.
You really? Don't carry me.
I do have, no, I'm not going to carry you. I mean, that would be like her just going, no.
And you can see his home, so yeah, it makes him comfortable.
I can.
Yeah, I have an appointment at noon. And then it's cookie making.
Aw.
See?
Can we get a relationship?
Can
we get a relationship update or should we just bypass that? You want to do like arrow up, arrow down?
Arrow up.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Slightly pointing towards the west. South, southwest.
Is that good?
Yeah. It's not.
South, southwest.
Southwest, where arrow up is good. South is bad.
No. Like, no, north. East.
Got it.
Let's go northeast.
Okay.
So
I got it. They asked me to. Well, I went on Denny's show yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that on the Facebook.
Great call. And I'm guessing you know this is why what I'll be tasked with doing. You know, lowering the average age of the listener. And then anybody that said when the Facebook post went up, I'm never listening to this station ever again. Great, go listen to the one where he's going to and rotating. So did you guys see the thing about the cursive in the Ohio House? They're running this bill through. Kids got to be able to print by third grade, fifth grade, handwriting cursive.
Yes, I did see it.
I'm ambivalent about it. Like, where are we with this these days anyway?
Right now, I don't think they're learning cursive at all, from my understanding.
Yeah, some have completely dropped a requirement.
Yeah.
How are you guys with that?
I'm glad.
I'm
glad. Look.
These kids are going to be typing everything.
Here's the... what about historical documents?
Okay, stop.
What about
reading them?
Like history classes that now, I mean, written in the style in which it was written... Being able to read and understand that. Now you've if you don't teach it, now you've created an entirely new foreign language for them to master. And come on now. Look, because people stop doing something doesn't mean you shouldn't learn about it.
You can learn about it.
Or be able to do it. Like, cursive is going to... There is something to be said about a handwritten letter. Like, I know you giggle about it and things like that, but look at what's happening right now.
I'm fine.
We are rebounding back to days where things were a little less politically correct. And I mean, we are grasping for anything that brings back nostalgia. A tunnel to the zoo. Roseanne. Murphy Brown. I mean,
Fuller House. Right?
But that's always been the case.
Yeah.
But here's, like, it's a talent and a skill. Why would you want to take that away from somebody? Why would you want to chip away at education?
Okay, I don't know if it's an education.
Education.
And now you're more proficient at typing. How about this? How about we learn it in smaller doses as opposed to being able to have to do it?
And I'm not sure that not learning how to write in cursive means they can't read. it.
Read cursive.
You can. But, you can. I mean, fine, teach them to read.
Now you have to teach them how to read cursive.
It's not that.
Because some. It's
not like. I mean, F's, were you taught to read Old English?
R's are different.
You just figured it out.
Old English is just like calligraphy. But once again, I also had a calligraphy class.
Oh, dear. What? All right, so
I mean, I asked to take it like at Michael's scratch store.
Do you remember my point of like gotta bring the gotta get some younger hip. Yeah. So we talked about this on the air.
He just called you old,
and this lady called up. How will they read the Declaration of Independence? I'm like, I don't know. Is that shoved in your face often?
What is?
I'm sure it's there's a
just,
digital
form. Hold on. It's just not the Declaration of Independence. I mean, fine. I'm not talking about... Let's talk about just regular letters. Letters that Thomas Jefferson wrote about his feelings on slavery. Let's talk... I mean, you laugh, but honestly, people go like this. Oh my God, that was so long ago. There are still people alive today who remember Jim Crow and segregation. It's only been 60 some odd years. So don't giggle about it like it's just something that happened a long time ago.
You don't have to bring race into
it. I know.
It's the fact that if you Google it, it's not going to pop up the original letter. It's going to be the document that is typed. I'm sure if someone wants to have their hands on it, if they go to a museum and they want to read it because the book is right there and everything's there in front of them, yes, having the ability to do that would be important. However, there's things that are more important in life for me that kids need to learn than
coding.
Not even coding. I'm talking about like, do you know how to cook? Do you know how to tie your shoes? Do you know how to address a goddamn letter?
Because
if I get asked by another 20-year-old where the fucking stamp goes,
I'm gonna lose my mind.
But those are life lessons.
And absolutely, and those are the things that I feel fall on parents.
You should
be able to. You should be teaching your children how to cook and how to manage money. Yes, there's economic classes that you should if in public schools. You should utilize, but those are the things that you should do. Your school is meant to teach you skills, and one of those skills coupled with coding should also be cursive. Writing is a thing.
All right, let me jump in. I think if you can read, this, you can figure out the context of the Declaration of Independence. The letters aren't in a complete other language. They're just written a lot more elegantly. I think you could figure it out. So I'll give you this. You know what? We don't have to teach how to do it and spend hours on it, but we should be familiar. Teach the kids to be familiar with the letters and whatnot so you can read. Now, another point. Things do change. I read a lot of like Civil War stuff. I picked up a book about Grant the other day. I got a library card, by the way.
I saw that.
Got a library card. And you know what? There's rarely... I have to get the books.
I'm afraid to get one because I think I owe like $1,300.
Forgive all that. And so I'm reading these Civil War things. And first of all, I never got Shakespeare. Anytime we read anything Shakespeare when I was in history or in high school, I bombed it. I didn't get the
that
content.
Shit's way too
and that's
deep.
Five... It's not even deep. It's just it was another way of using words. When I read Civil War, like letters from Grant and Lincoln, I don't understand all.
Dear Lily, I hope this letter finds you well. I have been entrenched with a partner of mine for 14 days, fighting off the bluecoats.
I have like a whole entire stack. I should give them to you of postcards that my grandma got from somewhere, and I used them at our wedding as like I printed like numbers. They were our table numbers or whatever because our wedding was at the train station. But they're interesting. Like you like some of them are from the same people, but they're like groups of letters, and it talks about like them being in the war, like who they found, if they've lost their cousin. Mm. Like they're more interesting to me than a book. Every time I find them in the basement, I'm like, oh, I go down to change laundry and I sit there for 2 hours reading postcards from stranger to stranger.
You can hang on to them. I'm not interested.
I'm just. My thing is, what does it hurt? I mean, at this point, children are like sponges. They can learn these things and a lot of things quickly. It's something easier for them to grasp other than having to one day find out they have an interest in it as an adult and have to seek out that training.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I didn't learn how to read 19th century English in school, and now it's up to me as an adult to figure out what Lincoln and Grant were writing about. And look, there are more important things. I think we've all stepped upon that than hours and hours of cursive reading and writing.
Well, I'm not saying devote an entire, you know, curriculum to it, but you can work it into English class. That's
it's
sure.
legit. Like you put like, tails on the letters and then you connect them.
You know,
I mean, make it a part, not like a semester thing.
I just say don't not teach it to them because you feel like there's more important things that they need to learn. If that is the case, then teach that to them as well. If you feel like your child is missing something in their curriculum, then it's incumbent upon you to fill that gap.
Well, that's
you can't just sit back and go like this, well, why is the public school system not cutting something and putting this in because I feel it's more important?
There is a bigger issue on top
of
that.
Do you know how many... Go ahead.
There's a bigger issue that with the way school is now, there's just not enough time to teach stuff.
My kid has a 20-minute lunch. My 5-year-old has a 20-minute lunch.
Well, kids are fat. They shouldn't have a lot of time to eat anyway.
No, shut up. He has to go through a line. He has to get his food. He has to attempt to open it on his own. They get no assistance. I'm just saying, they're 5. Like, he can't open a freaking Nutter Butter sometimes by himself. And that's like, you know, there's some drive there. It's chocolate and peanut butter.
I would throw
20 minutes. Like, he eats nothing. He comes home and he's like, I'm so hungry. I'm so starving. And I mean, even the teachers are like, we hate it. It's new this year.
And here's the thing. Then the 20 minutes may not be the problem if what you're doing is depending on the child to get their food, feed themselves. It seems like there's an issue with the planning. If you know that you have 5-year-olds trying to eat and their dexterity, unpackage their food. It takes, what, 2-3 seconds for you to rip the cellophane off the top of something? You know what? It's the school's fault if they are not providing adequate enough time and go like this. Well, we don't know. We just got 20 minutes.
We pack his lunch and I put, you know, like those like little cheap sandwich bags where they just flip open. Mm-hmm. That's everything. I'm like, yesterday he's had SpaghettiOs every day this week. And I'm like, you just got to pull the little thing. So everything, I'm like, try it. We got to see if you can do it.
And I'm guessing.
And I get it, but I'm like, he doesn't, sometimes they're chatty. It's the only time they can talk to each other. They're 5. Yeah. I mean, that's tough.
You put a meat cleaver in there, you show a kid a couple of times, whop.
Oh,
I was going to say, throw like a half-dead rabbit in the middle of the room and go ahead, fight for it.
They'd all stare at it like, what? Like, what are we supposed to do with this?
Another thing. The Sesame Street homeless character?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, I read some article about it.
First ever homeless character to be introduced on Sesame Street.
Not true.
You're wrong.
You're
wrong.
What? Oscar the Grouch lived in a garbage can.
Do you know what was in his garbage can?
And he's a monster.
Do you know what was in his garbage can? This was articulated in the history of Sesame Street.
His house.
Everything. He has a pool in there.
I saw that. And it was also the land of imagination.
It's like a portal.
It could have just been a bag that he was living in and imagining that he had a pool.
So
Snuffleupagus wasn't real.
Are you saying that Oscar the Grouch was like mentally debilitated and thought he had
Who chooses things? To live in a garbage can?
He does. His song is I Love Trash, I Love Trash.
Yes, and I'm sure you heard some people sing that on the street today. Like...
I don't think he's homeless. Who is the last character? And you know what the other thing?
It was the HIV character.
Was it that one?
Autistic little girl.
Yeah, the autistic girl.
Julia or Julie.
Yeah.
The other thing I thought when I read this was like, most of you fuckers can't even afford to watch this anymore because it's on HBO.
Yeah.
Truth.
Well, yeah, HBO you get an hour. PBS you get a half hour. Which should show you.
And it's the last season though, right?
And it's like,
PBS will know next year there's like a homeless person.
And there's like, and that's the horribleness of it. The people who, you know, should have access to shows like that.
I agree.
They should be free.
Completely agree.
Like HBO should snatch that up and go, you know what, if you want to continue with your child's education and understanding of the people and society around them, I'm going to need $14.99 a month for this subscription.
Right.
And all of a sudden Game of Thrones characters are making appearances on Sesame Street.
You know, it's just like, you're like, what the hell?
So excited about that, by the way.
But, okay, so what is the homeless thing supposed to teach our children? That they're homeless?
They're like
or
us.
Or that people even on Sesame Street don't give a shit about you? Because if she's really homeless, how come all these kind and caring people, like grocery store Jim, isn't doing his best to find her someplace to fucking stay? You're just going to sit there and go like this? We understand your situation. Now back to the cold.
Right.
Has the episode aired? Do we know?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's to to illustrate why people potentially wind up in those situations.
Yeah. Can I ask?
I try to explain to my kids that homeless people don't have things, that he should be thankful mm-hmm. that he has shoes, let alone an iPad.
Good luck with that.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah, you don't. He doesn't. He's like, people make bad choices.
He goes, guess what? Michaela's the only one in the class that gets to go to bed with her iPad now because I can't anymore. And I was like, yep, that is true. Good for Michaela.
That you can reason. Yeah. A person without a roof is probably a lot more challenging.
Yeah.
So I saw this thing on the internet, and I have to ask if this is a real movement or if this is just like something people just printed up to just create some kind of stink. Is there really a movement to change the gender of Santa Claus?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I saw a couple of articles where they're like, we need Santa to be gender neutral or a woman.
Santa can be a man. We all know that the woman's taking care of everything back there anyways.
Like, the elves do everything. I spoke to Santa a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Santa was kind of like the George Washington.
What do you mean?
Forced labor. None of those guys got paid. Do you think the elves have a 401k? I don't think so.
They have magic.
No, do they have magic? Show me a magical elf. Well, none.
Well, wait.
They just stand.
Mine moves every night.
Yeah,
he's pretty magical.
When I spoke to Santa at the mall a couple weeks ago, he showed me magic. Two, he said the elf magic. He's like, look, I can't do this on my own. He's like, how do you think I get all those toys in one sack? And I've wondered that. I've always wondered how Santa was able to travel and beat the time zones all in one night. Elf magic. How do the reindeer go? Elf magic. So I'm a believer.
Oh, so basically what he does is he siphons the power of these tiny creatures until they're so weak that they cannot leave. And then it takes them a year to recuperate as he forces them to build toys.
Or how about this? They work 1 month a year, and then they live for free the other 11 months.
Oh, really? You think the elves only work 1 month a year?
Yeah.
You think it takes them just 4 weeks to knock out toys for every little boy and girl in the world?
They are magic.
You know what happens to elves on the day after Christmas? They get their asses back to work and start making new toys.
I don't think so. They're not like mines they're working in. They're not.
Absolutely. I bet you if you went into an elf workshop, you'd hear a whole lot of things that sounded like old Negro spirituals. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, we be working for our freedom, and it ain't about the claws.
I cannot even believe we're talking about this.
I'll buy this argument.
What did you take this morning that we're talking about elf magic? For real.
I'll buy this argument when it comes, and we've talked about this. I'll buy this argument with Willy Wonka because that's sheer capitalism at work.
Oh, absolutely. Santa and Willy Wonka publicly executed one of them in front of the rest just to make them fall in line? It takes one Oompa Loompa to do this job. Guess what? You ain't it.
It's the one that was a little bit too tall. How did he get into this movie?
The one who was like, why are you doing this for no money?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we lost Carl today because he asked too many questions.
The Santa thing is altruistic. The Wonka thing is pure evil capitalism and greed.
Agreed. So weird. I like the real one. Did you see the second one? I never saw the full second one.
Second one?
The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp.
And his dad was an evil dentist.
Yeah, that's just weird.
I saw it barely.
Okay.
And as soon as the Wonka, the Oompa Loompas didn't creep me out, I flipped it off. Can we talk about a serious topic that I see floating around a little bit? You hinted at it with the Santa thing. The gender neutral stuff. We've gotten into this a little bit before. I'm all for equality.
Yeah.
But you have a vagina.
Correct.
I have a penis. Like, you can't make that the
best line from Kindergarten Cop.
Is that I don't.
Girls have a vagina. Boys have a penis.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, kid.
I keep seeing this pop up like on Twitter and in stories and blah, blah, blah. I wish we could get this thing to gender equality, not neutrality, because we're different. And I like that. Like, we're getting close to where everything needs to be the same. No, but we're different, and that's what makes us special. This is what differentiates us from, like, single-cell organisms.
So my thought is, I think though the gender whatever, I think it's more about like people that just don't feel comfortable with who they are. So while I think that's where the basis of that comes, not that they don't know that they have a vagina and that boys have a penis.
Hey, look, I'll tell you.
It's called gender comfort.
Yeah, you want to be called whatever you want. That's on you. And you know what? But you also have to understand that just because you want it doesn't mean you always get it. You know, like look, you're allowed to feel any way you want to about yourself as long as that doesn't impede how I feel about something. Like, look, you can be who you are, and I'm fine with that. Live your life. Tell your kids how you want them to be. But don't come out and demand that, like, because that's what you want, it's got to be for everybody. You know? Like,
and I don't think that everyone feels that way. I know varying different people that use different, you know, their pronoun is different, whatever they want to use, if it's, you know, he or she or whatever. I don't think that everyone that is making that decision or is transitioning even, I don't think they actually, not everyone actually cares what you're going to say about you need to call me he or you need to call me she. I think some of them are like, you know what, this is me, this is my journey, this is what I'm doing. I don't care what anyone wants, like if someone wants to be a whatever they want to call themselves, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
I don't know if that's this discussion, because I think we're all on the same page with that. People are like, you can be whatever the fuck you want to be.
Yeah.
I think it's more, I feel like this is jumping into a direction we've talked about before. Like, there isn't a boys section and a girls section at stores anymore. It's just all clumped together. Yeah. And I think
boys' toys and girls'
if
toys.
If Cohen wants to play with girls' toys, I don't know if you have a big problem with that. And I don't think kids should feel stigmatized for that. But I like, again, something that makes us different from like what was on this planet millions of years ago is that we are different. And we can be equal, but completely unique. And I like, and this has nothing to do with gender roles or anything like that. But we are different. And don't tell me that a man and a woman are the same thing. Because, you know, and again, this comes down to people just wanting to yell at shit on the internet and justify their Twitter accounts. You want to be treated the same. You want to be the same. But you also want to take, and this is not everybody, you also want to take the immense credit, which you deserve, for pushing a child out of you, which no man can ever do unless science gets somewhere. But when you, that's what irritates me. That's what we are different, and we should embrace that. Not say, you're weaker, you're stronger, this is how I'm better or worse. We can not use those words and go, we're different.
You know what this is? It's the exact first movie of The Incredibles. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's like, well, his name was Syndrome, and he'd tried to become a sidekick to Mr. Incredible. And then Mr. Incredible rejected him, and so he concocted this plan. He said, there's only a handful of supers, and supers' powers are what make them unique. And so he went on a goal to give everyone the ability to have superpowers. Now, by doing that,
he marginalized
everybody being super... No one is super. Right. You know, like, if you can't make that distinction, like, if you can't, like, how do you know when you've had a good day without having a bad day?
Right.
How do you know when the sun is really shining if you've never seen it rain? It's okay to have those differences.
Right.
If you try to eliminate those things, then nobody has a great day. Nobody's special. Nobody has unique talent.
So you're
because now we've told you that you can't do that because now it makes somebody else feel bad.
So you're saying to catch up for, I would guess, women or whoever make this argument, or anybody who feels that they are being made less than a man, they're just going to close that gap. They're going to say, no, we're all the same.
Yeah.
But I think for men it's easier to say that.
What do you mean?
Like, for you to say, you know, for these people that want to say that they want to be equal and they want to do this or that whole thing, it's harder for women to close that gap.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that's where a lot of the problem comes from. Like, even in everyday, I mean, the tables that I'm surrounding myself with are typically all men. Like any time I'm sitting down to a meeting, anytime, and I'm not saying that. I mean, and I worked my ass off to get where I'm at, and I'm very proud of myself, but I would never not work really hard. But I still, every time I sit down, I know I'm like, I have to be on my game. I'm mm-hmm. sitting like on a call with all men.
But to
I think
Dee's
it's
point,
changing
like,
a little bit.
As it should.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a complex, many-spoked discussion, but Dee's like, nope, we're all the same. And to close that gap. But you're not doing that.
Right.
And we are the
I'm proud that I'm sitting at that table and that I'm different and that I'm a woman like and that I'm doing just like as good in a year and a half yeah. that someone next to me that's a man.
Like, it's okay if you're transgender. But don't come at it like everybody could be transgender. Like, that's not the case. You are. A majority of people aren't. That right there sets you apart. Like, you are different, and that difference is okay.
Yeah.
I have a right. Most people have a right to feel uncomfortable with it or whatever. They don't have a right to put their hands on you or force you into a lifestyle or a career path that you may not want.
Right.
But you cannot be mad at how people feel about you. Like, their feelings, you know, that it's not fact. It's just feelings.
It's ignorance.
And you're like,
I think a lot of it comes from the way you're raising your kids as well.
But people demand acceptance immediately. You know, it's not only can you not stand in front of my goals and my life. Now it's you can't stand in front of my goals and my life. And you have to embrace what I am. And for some people, that's just not in their wheelhouse. So if you demand that from them, how come you cannot give the same respect to them as you demand from them? Like, if you can't go, wow, I get it. It is a little hard for some people to do that. So now I'm not going to come at you in a way that calls you a bigot or anything like that. I am going to understand that it may be hard for you to wrap your head around. And I'm going to give you that time.
There's two types of those situations. One, where there's some kind of taught hatred towards mm-hmm. that other person. And then there's the other one that's most of us. Why do we stare when we see a handicapped person? Because there's
Because I'm mad that they got the coolest parking spot and they already got wheels. If anybody should be forced to park in the back, it's a cat who's already got transportation to the store.
All right, I'll use...
Not fair.
I'll come into your game a little bit. When we see a veteran with a missing limb,
mm-hmm.
we stare. Why? Because we don't see it often. And you know what? If all of a sudden Henry, who has come back from war and is missing a hand because, you know, he did what he did and he's heroic and all this stuff. And you know what? You start working with Henry and all of a sudden you don't notice it anymore because you become comfortable with it.
Well, you can just walk up and just be honest. Hey, how'd that happen? You know what? I found myself staring. I know you have a story. If you're that enthralled or if you're that repulsed, find out why. It's okay. Most people who live a different lifestyle or who have a missing limb or who may have some kind of, you know, developmental, don't mind talking to you.
Because that dampens that lessens the stigma.
And then, so go. Find out what their story is. Find out who they are. It's so... Yes, it takes a little bit of effort. Yes, it's difficult, you know, but and it may like contradict what you think just by looking at them. But I will tell you, most people that you find different are more than willing to talk about why they're different.
Ashley, what are you doing today and this weekend?
I don't know. I actually don't have I have to do some sort of Christmas shopping. I've not done diddly squat.
Anki Vector.
I don't think so.
You want to help make shelves?
No, because I have them that I want you to take. So I'm not.
I want to put the shelves up the entirety of the wall. So I need
It may take. It's 6 foot tall, 6 foot long.
No, but I need 9.5 foot planks.
This sounds like a disaster.
You haven't. Wait a minute. So what are you doing?
Did you buy them?
No, not yet. I think first things first. I have to go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Do they cut pipe?
Yes.
I don't know, but I know a couple of guys who lay some.
They cut pipe. However, they can rethread it, but the rethreading always doesn't work. So I'm assuming you're getting like the little round end caps, the pipe, and yeah. then the actual flanges that go against the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna need the things that go in the wall.
Wall
like
anchors.
The plastic.
Easy. Those are super yeah. cheap. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a drill?
I have a drill. I have two plungers too.
What did the first plunger accomplish that two was required?
I can have one in each bathroom now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I want to do that, and I'm going to do different length planks, like kind of thinner, bigger, along the wall. But I want to do the whole wall, not floating shelves. So yeah, Ashley, you're right. The flanges and everything to build those, because to get like a two-pack.
So you need to buy the flanges online.
You can get them at Home Depot. They're like 10 for 12 bucks.
The round things that are going to go against the wall.
Yup. They sell them at Home Depot.
What color are you getting?
Chrome, probably.
Are you getting
pipe
silver?
Colored?
Brushed
There's
nickel.
Like four different types of pipe color.
Fine.
Yep. Well, brown,
I just
black,
need to know these things.
Tiny white.
Right. I guess I'm most concerned about making sure that the plank is cut correctly, so it's not too big or too thin, so it fits along the length of the wall. It's got to be. Should I finish that? Do you know what white wood is? It's the opposite of black wood. It's got a lot more freedom.
So,
did I get you there?
So my concern is that. I mean, I don't know how handy you are. So my concern is that.
I just told you I had two plungers and I was excited. What does that tell you?
So you have to know that from the flange, you have to go up to the cap. So if you plan on getting different sized wood to lay across.
Okay,
you have
I'm not
to
that sure. fucking dumb. That's measuring.
But like, you have to make sure that, like, you have. You just. I don't
can
know,
you cut this?
So what are you talking about now? Like, you're talking different thicknesses of wood?
No, like the depth.
Right. Or,
so
or you're going
10
deep.
Inches.
Okay, so you're
so
going
to I need
go...
it to be at least 10 inches of pipe.
What are you showing me? A this cabinet?
This is white no. wood.
Oh, white wood.
So it's 10 inches in depth. So so what I hope to create has to be at least 10 inches more so that I can rest
you,
it on
have
it.
You accounted for the length of the pipe that's going into the flange?
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I'll
because
have somebody at Home Depot.
Because they have to
now,
thread it.
Yeah, because
it
now
in.
You've lost
right.
maybe a half an inch.
It's like an inch and a half.
This is where I hope.
Yeah, on either side. Yeah. So now instead of I need at least 10 inches, what you need
like
actually
14.
Is like 11 and
it's
a half
fine.
To 12.
I you know, I can do that. And I'm sure somebody.
She's doing like this.
I've learned the people at Home Depot are but super helpful in answering questions.
It's going to be
Wait,
expensive.
Can I see them?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you? Do you know how much those cost? Like that two pack is like $20 or $30. The flanges, you can get enough for all, like they're like $10 for a pack, and the piping is super cheap. I'm guessing, Ooh. But those things are very expensive. Like I said, brackets are expensive. Even the ones that aren't like decorative or nice looking are still expensive.
Do I have to
prime that wood or can I just paint it?
You can probably just paint it. Can but my concern is what is the thickness of the wood.
Oh, well, I think I went...
Is what you're going to put on that shelf.
Please, that's what I said.
This one I found at Lowe's is an inch.
Okay, that's really thick.
And
that's
I will...
Good.
And I'll talk to the Home Depot people, or whoever, Home Depot, Lowe's. Which one do you like better? You get 10% off at Lowe's, so you probably go there, right?
Yeah. I had somebody who worked for me for a minute who kept on calling it Lowell's. Like it was somebody's
I
house.
Like, it.
Like we're down the street from Lowell's. You know, Lowell's. He got all them unbuilt, you know,
I feel like Lowell has like
swing
19
sets
cars
and stuff.
In his backyard.
Yeah, you know, you can't miss Lowell's house. He's got swing sets in front of it, a line of lawn mowers and snow blowers that he's been slowly fixing over the years that he sells on Craigslist. What you know Lowell.
What are you doing today and this weekend?
I told you I have
cookie
I have
making
appointments and today's Saturday.
5 o'clock, you want to do this?
Yeah, no, I don't know what. Like,
I'd be willing to help, but A, it would have to be after 7.
Okay.
B, I'm more, do you have a level?
There's one on the iPhone.
That is not going to suffice.
I have measuring devices. Okay.
It's not measuring devices, it's leveling devices.
That's fine. We'll figure that out. First things first, I figure we build the brackets and then the other you know what? I would need your truck. Okay. Because I don't think the planks of 9.5 feet will fit in my car.
Yeah.
And then paint them, put them up, and then here's my biggest thing.
So this isn't going to be like a one-night thing. You have to like paint them, let them dry.
Yeah, but it can be done. I think it's pretty easy. I just have to line all this up, how it would work. My biggest fear is it falls off the fucking wall.
Yeah.
Like it just takes the drywall. My dad's like, you got to find studs. I'm like, that's what wall anchors are for. That's right, right?
Yeah. Right?
Well, you probably need studs. My concern is what you're hanging.
Yeah.
I don't think the floating shelves. Because like
that kind of thing, I would not feel comfortable putting into just a wall anchor. I would need to find studs for that. Because if you're talking about laying wood and then on top of that putting toys, you know, you're talking
weight, yeah.
Weight.
And that's
and those need to be, in my opinion, anchored to something other than drywall.
Does the knocking work with studs?
Yeah. My father-in-law does that. And
that's what I'm trying to give him.
I can't hear that.
Can you just let me do a project? Can I see it again? Can you just let me do a project on my own? It's fine. Yeah,
but then do it on your own. I don't want to be a part of
it. It held up.
It did. Still in my closet.
Yeah, I want to hang them from the wall.
Okay.
Like it's your house.
But yeah, the knocking is where when it's solid, that's a stud. When it's hollow, it's drywall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a stud finder?
They don't work.
I do. It's called Kara. Do you guys have any advice for the show on Monday or beyond?
I'm excited for you. I wish you good luck.
No.
You want to send me ladies panel questions?
Yeah, I'll send you ladies panel questions. That'll be no problem. Anything to keep you from using the word didactic.
Anything else? That's it? Like, I'm on my own? Good luck?
No.
You'll be fine. I mean, I don't...
Yeah. Like, it's...
Because I haven't planned anything out. Figure we'll do some entertainment news, do a ladies panel. I have a couple of things floating around in my head that we can talk about. And we got to play music, so it will be a lot less work.
Do you know...
Broken up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I met Floyd.
And she stole another black gay friend of mine.
How was it?
It was good.
Was it just as fabulous as you felt it was going to be?
I've met him like in like passing, like being at the same places. But the best part was that he was like, hey. I was like, yes. I turned. He's like, Ashley. I was like, yeah. He's like, are you Ashley? Yes. I know you are because I stalked you on Facebook. So I already knew that it was you, but I just thought I'd say hi. And I was like, hi. And then he was like, we're going to be Facebook friends, right? We're going to be Facebook friends. I was like, sure. Find me on Facebook. And then he was like, no, find me on Facebook. Add me right now. And he was leaving. And I'm like, fine. He had like way too many friends. So I was like, yo, like we can't be friends on Facebook. You're maxed out. And he's like, I'll delete one. 10 seconds later, I got an invite. So now I'm stealing another one of Eric's friends.
I have a lot more. I mean, that's the one thing where...
Do you have a lot more?
I do. I do. Mean, I've been thinking about this.
You do have a lot of friends.
I was thinking like this talking and whatever became a lot more challenging when I was not in a relationship. Like that stuff is just like literally taking candy and toys from kids. But then I realized before, like on the show before, like I didn't have a lot of friends because I was buried in fucking emails all day and work. Now I have friends and stuff. So I can talk about that shit.
Yeah. Life happens.
Last night I went over a girl that lived in my building, moved to Old Orchard, went over to her house last night. She bought a house a couple of months before I did. And I was like talking about brackets and the trash can. And like she painted the place and fixed it all up.
And you didn't talk about your insurance agent?
I'm sure she has homeowner's insurance. And sometimes my agent doesn't ever fucking get back to me.
That's not true.
It's mostly true.
Only about personal stuff.
How about this? If I could,
for real.
If I could take...
Don't text me 30 minutes over and then go, hey, bro, change plans. Blah, blah. Not meant for you, but thanks for the response.
Can I take 18% of Mike Buck's responses and texts at me and have you do that? I would be so pleased.
Yeah, well...
He is... Dude...
Attentive?
No, he's like a fucking machine gun. He was in Afghanistan, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the fucking bad guys, and he's back in Afghanistan, and the text message is his fucking machine gun, and he's shooting at me like I'm living in a cave.
That's funny.
You know how I get annoyed with you with like the rapid fire shit?
Yeah.
He's like that times a minute. He's like fucking Iron Man. He's like Iron Man flying into what's that little city he went to save the Arabic
people? I'm trying to get better at that, but at least that's how people know it's me. Like, instead of one paragraph, I send, like, four text messages. And it's mostly because I'm just like, get it out, boom. And then I start doing something else, and I'm like, boom. And then I'm still driving, and I'm like, boom. So that's just how my brain works. Imagine being inside this.
No, I have to live in mine.
My brain.
In mine. All right.
Best sentence ever.
All right. Good luck with your Christmas shopping. And I am intending to do this tonight.
I mean, also, like, you have to buy the wood. You have to paint the wood.
We'll do this off the air, off the podcast.
You don't want to buy pre-cut shelves.
Yeah.
It's going to be more expensive.
And you have to let them sit.
I already did the pre-cut shelves, and it's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.